Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When I saw this story, you know, UConn does a really good job of promoting the things that's going on that are interesting, and they throw it out to the media and you can sort of take what you can. And this really caught my attention. I didn't know they had, you know, basically they have like a center for brewing innovation, and they had a beer tasting showdown this spring with student made beers. I thought it was, you know, listen, the craft brewing space has shrunk post pandemic, and it's a challenging business, but it's also a big business, right? And there's a lot of opportunity in it. And so I was really fascinated by it. And so we're thankful to get Professor Jen Pascal here on Brian and Company. Good morning, Professor. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. You're in the Department of Chemical and Biomolecular Engineering. And
yes,
you're dealing with beer. When you were doing your PhD, did you think you'd be doing beer?
No, I didn't.
But it's really cool. And it's like it's like an interdepartmental thing. Can you just sort of tell, because I'm sure that 98% of our audience has no idea that this is going on, just what is the Brewing Initiative at UConn?
Yeah, so it is a collaboration between or among College of Engineering, the College of Agriculture, Health and Natural Resources, and the School of Business at UConn. And so we have faculty and students from all of those different areas working on brewing innovation projects and courses. And basically, we want to just provide experiential learning opportunities to students across campus.
And I also think it's good because some people think, hey, it'd be great to brew beer, and they don't realize how hard it is to make something good and then how expensive it is to actually make a product. So it could probably, no pun intended, sober people up on it too, although they can learn learn about the business. But how do you get looped into it? Just because of, you know, you have to make it, and it's really beer is a chemistry experiment, really.
Exactly. So every part of the process of making beer involves chemical engineering. And so we're also known as process engineers. So it makes sense that we would be involved in producing the beer. We know kind of every aspect of the process and can apply our skills to hopefully make good beer.
And it's a whole vertical too. I mean, I didn't see the cans up close, but they have their own labels and you know, you can them and everything. How did the competition come about? And just talk about that.
Yeah, so we had been working with Urban Lodge Brewing Company, and we had done a couple of events, also with some other breweries in Connecticut, like Two Roads. And so we had done these events, and we were thinking, how do we spice it up or make them a little bit different? And so we thought a competition would be really cool, and Urban Lodge was open to it. Which was amazing because we had 55 students enrolled in this course this semester, which is a lot. You have 55 students in this brewery. You know, how do you manage that? How do you logistically schedule the production of two different beers to be, you know, on top of everything else they're doing? And so we thought, yeah, it would be great to have students involved in the naming of the beers, the can design, every aspect of the process. And so, yeah, it was really fun.
So you had two beers. Usually you do one. They pick a winner. But before we get details on that, now Urban Lodge is going to sell it?
So, yes, the winning beer will be produced on a larger scale and sold hopefully at local places, you know, around UConn and perhaps at some of the UConn sporting events in the fall. So that's pretty exciting.
And is this the first time you've brought one to market, or has that happened at the end of every term with this?
Yeah, it happens at the end of every term. And so we usually just produce or brew on a smaller scale so people can buy some cans, and it's on draft for a little while at the brewery, but it isn't widely distributed. So this will be the first time.
And so when can I get it? Because I want to try. I want to, because Urban Lodge is in Manchester, but they also have one on Pratt Street in Hartford, and they're great, and we love them. So I mean, I think it'd be. I really want to try. I want to try both, but I'm only going to get a chance to try one. But when will I actually be able to try it?
So actually, I think I don't know. They might still have some cans of both beers at Manchester, and so you could try and see if there's still some available. But if not, the winning beer will be available in the fall.
All right,
I'm not sure exactly when, but
we're talking with Professor Jen Pascal, who has a PhD. Is it in, what's your PhD in?
Chemical engineering.
But she's here at 7:26 on a Thursday, talking about beer, which is phenomenal. But I love like real world applications of real, you know, like hard science. I think it's amazing. But tell us about the two beers that went at it, and then which one won.
Yeah, so we had two groups, again, 55 students split them between these two groups. And so one beer was a peach-flavored wheat IPA, India Pale Ale, and the other beer was a margarita-inspired pale ale. And so I was on the margarita team. And so the students chose, you know, picked the style and the flavors and everything. They thought it would be really cool to tie it into Cinco de Mayo, because that was when the beer launch and Battle of the Brews was held, was around May 1st. So that's kind of where the margarita came from. And yeah, the other team, I don't know what their whole process was, but both beers I thought turned out to be pretty awesome.
That's really cool. And, you know, from the piece, and again, it's a piece produced by UConn, but it really seems like the academics, the professors from the interdepartments were pretty into it too. Like, how fun is it to put some real world applications like this from your work? Just talk about the experience for you, someone who's been in academia for a long time, you know, doing something like this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, it's a blast. Like, you get to work with students who are enthusiastic about it. You're going to a brewery and learning from these awesome brewers at Urban Lodge. And seeing the students get really excited about it and into it, it's a ton of fun. Like, I mean, I got to spend, you know, a few days at a brewery this semester. How cool is that? Like, who gets to do that besides people in the brewing industry? But, yeah.
So if they go to the Urban Lodge in Manchester, they might be able to find it now. And then in the fall, for sure, we might be able to go to Rensselaer Field for a UConn football game and get it. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Nice. Yeah, that's the hope. We'll see. Yeah.
And is there like an investment side of it? Like that, you know, in terms of, I don't know, is there a return on investment for the program? Like, who gets the money?
Oh yeah. Great question. So yeah, there is some, there's like a split between, the brewery and, UConn, Brewing Innovation, actually just runs on donations. Huh. So, you know,
it's
people
really
can
cool.
donate to the program. Yeah.
UConn Brewing Innovation. Who knew it? Your tax dollars at work. But I think it's really cool idea. I mean, I love beer, so I think it's fun for me to try it. So I might even run through Manchester today or tomorrow to see if there's any left. Professor Pascal, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.